First of all, again, a very special Mazel Tov to Ariel for this beautiful siyum tonight and all the food. My wife made the chol, my daughter made the kugel, but it was all sponsored by Ariel and all in the schus of this beautiful siyum. And Amir Tashem, we all feel the chizik and zoras from the siyum. It should stick with each and every one of us. It should be a big schus. For your family, Ariel, for yourself.
Amen.
And we should all feel the Simcha Shel Torah.
Amen.
And take it to new heights. To new heights. Bez Hashem's Baruch.
Amen.
So Erev Shabbos Kodesh. It's supposed to be together, not just Tam Shabbos. See, Vayvarech L'kim Hashem HaYishvi V'Akadish Hizo. Hashem blessed the seventh day, made it holy. We say this all the time here. That all the Mepharshim explain that all Kedusha and Bracha of an upcoming week comes from the Shabbos beforehand. But it means that Hashem blessed the seventh day and made it holy. It means He gave it to the Makor HaBracha, Makor HaKedusha. And if Bez Hashem is Baruch, this Sunday night, HaBaleinu L'Toyev is going to be the Lichtig Gehelig Yantav of Chanukah. So it means already now, Erev Shabbos, and this Shabbos carries within it all the Kedusha and all the bracha, and all the simcha of Chanukah. If we only understood the Kedusha of Chanukah. You know, there's a very famous Gemara. It's a very famous Gemara. It sounds like a Chassidish Torah I'm about to say, but this is a Gemara. And the Gemara says that HaSatan, the Satan, is Gematria 364. And there's 365 days in the year. And there's one day, the whole year, that the Satan doesn't rule over, that there's no pull by the Satan, that we're able to be ourselves and be real and be true to ourselves and feel the Kedusha and feel closeness to Hashem, and that's Yom Kippur. So HaSatan is 364, it only rules over 364 days of the year that we have to fight against it. So Yom Kippur is Kodesh Kedushim, we all know that. The Baal HaTurim tells us that if you look through the whole parasha about the menorah, there's no Samach in the whole parasha. And that's to tell us that the Satan doesn't rule over Neros either. The Satan doesn't rule over Neros, whatever that means. Stomach, what that means is there's no Satan in Chanukah either. Meaning it's a time that we can feel close to Hashem in an easier way. It's a time when we can feel the Kedusha of Ruchnius, the relationship with the Eivishter. They're days of clarity. They're days of Ar HaGonis. We all know the famous Torah from Pinchas Karitzer. It may be more famous from the Neis Aschar, but ultimately that there are 36 hours in the world that the Aragonas was in the world. The Aragonas, that spiritual light that where it was so clear and revealed, the closest to Hashem, the feeling of Hashem, where if you had that, you only could do right. And it was taken away, it was hidden away, because the world couldn't handle it, because not all of us are on the level that we could handle it. But those 36 hours, so we have on Chanukah 36 candles. 8 plus 7 plus 6 plus 5 plus 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1 is 36. Connected to those 36 hours, in other words, the candles that we light is bringing the Aragonas back into the world. And when we, Sunday night, light Chanukah Licht, and we then stare at those candles, we're looking at the Aragonas, we're being brought back to where we're supposed to be. Chashuv days. So we have to prepare to understand these days. So we all know, we all know that Chanukah has this very interesting levels of mitzvos, madregos of mitzvos. The Gemara tells us, Shabbos, Chaf Aleph, and Mebeis, mitzvos Chanukah, nerishu beso. First level is nerishu beso, basic mitzvah. If in each of our homes, one person lights one candle every night, we're yotze. We're yotze. But then there's mahadrin. Ner l'chol echad ve'echad. Mahadrin, which seemingly means every night somebody lights according to the people in the family. That's Pashup Pshat, that's the Rambam learns in Gemara. And then you have Mahadrin min Mahadrin, which if Machlok is exactly what that is in the end, is Machlok is in the Gemara, if it means we add every night, we diminish every night. And we have different weather in Ashkenazic homes, that means each and every one of us lights a menorah, adding an additional Mosif Aholach, an additional candle every light. And in Sephardic homes, They held based on Tosfos over here that only the Baal HaBos lights, but adding a candle every single night. So we have all these madrigos, these levels by Neres Chanukah. Where do we find this in any other area of halacha? Yes, of course we find Hiddur Mitzvah. Of course there's a concept always of Hiddur Mitzvah. We should beautify all the mitzvahs we do. But that we find specific madrigos within Hiddur and how to perform the mitzvah, is there any other area we find such specific levels and three madrigos? So what do these represent? I want to develop something very special tonight. It starts from, not just the Torah, I learned from my Rebbe inside the Sefer, but with Schuss last year, Chanukah, to have my Rebbe, Shvil Pinchas, in DRS. And he shared the following, a little bit of this, some of this that I'm going to share tonight, that the Torah tonight is built upon. In the Gemara in Brachos, the Zayin Mebeis teaches us, Shema Garam, that the name of something is the essence of what it is. If each and every one of us understood deeply our names, we'd understand our kochos, we'd understand our abilities, we'd understand our character traits, we'd understand who we are, what we need to work on. It's all within our name. Our name is very special, our name is very deep. You know, many times when I've spoken to tzaddikim about my own children and about my tamidim and different brachos, they've pointed out to me and asked me, do I call them by all their names? And I try to. And how important it is to call children and tamidim by their full Hebrew names, because that, when you hear your name, it also you attach to it, you associate with it, you connect to those kochos that name represents. That name is very precious. The name that you were given was given al tzuruach hakodesh and has the mahus, the essence of who we are. That's the name of everything in this world. So Chanukah, we know we're connected Yavan. Yavan are the Greeks. Now, I don't know what the word Yavan means more than Greeks. But what the name represents, we see, is what the Greeks were trying to do to us. And everybody, there's a very famous Torah, if you look at the word Yavan, so Yavan starts a little Yud, and then becomes a Vav, and then becomes a long Nun. Whether you call that end of Nun, when you call that Nun Sofit, depends where you went to Yeshiva. It doesn't matter, at this point in my life, we're all one, right? So that's what Yavan does. Yavan pulls us down. Yavan pulls someone down to the world of Gashmias, the world of physicality, to focus on all that's not important in this world. To focus on materialism and beauty that's physical beauty, not spiritual beauty, no depth. That's Yavan. It's pulling us down to the world, to the physical realm, to the immoral, unethical society that we live in, to the values of American culture. Because the American culture, the values of American culture, are the values of Greeks, of the Greece world, of Greek philosophy. The values that we live in and we're surrounded by and we're influenced by. So sad, caring that, you know, you're chashuv because you have a lot of money and you drive a nice car and you have a nice house and you have a nice watch and you have chvesnish and physical beauty is what? If you're the man or you're the woman or whatever it may be. Shem Yirachim. But it's not just that Yavan pulls us down. There's more we see in this name Yavan. There's more that we see in the name and understand what the koyach of Yavan, which Chanukah we're trying to get away from, Chanukah we're trying to defeat. We defeat Yavan. Even though he's so strong, we're still the Ma'atim. We're still today the Ma'atim. What are there? 12 million Jews, 13 million Jews? How many of those understand and know and think about the Ribbono Shel Olam every day? And what? There are 1 billion Muslims, 1 billion Christians, 10 billion people who think that money's important and think that fame's important. We're still the few. We're still the Rabbi B'yad Ma'atim. We're still the same. No different. So Yavan's trying to pull us down. He's trying to pull each and every one of us into that world. And sometimes we fall into that world. Let's be honest and be real. Sometimes that pull is so strong. But the name represents even more than that and something else. Yavan is not just pulling us down. Yavan is pulling us down step by step, slowly. Step by step, and exactly in three steps. You see, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Hei Amibes. And the Gemara in Shabbos tells us about the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah causes us to do small things. But the Gemara says those small things are mamish ko'ivet avodah zarah. It says if you get angry, and in Makari Begadav, you tear your clothing. Is that the biggest deal in the world? Lo Aleinu, we know that anger is not a good midah. And we know that one shouldn't take out their anger and physically be destructive. Everyone here agrees to that. All of us understand that. But in Makari Begadav, b'chamazo, in his anger. Or v'amashber kele b'chamazo. V'amafazer moso, you throw your money all over the place. You break a kli because of you're angry. The Gemara says, yibeinecha ka'ovir avodah zarah. It's mamish ka'ovir avodah zarah. Mamish. I mean, listen, it's not good. None of us want those midos. But ka'ovir avodah zarah, so the Gemara continues. Shekachum naso shel yetahara. This is the profession of the yetahara. Hayom, watch the steps. Hayom, today, amar lo asay kach. Do this small thing. Uma lumacher, the next day, amar lo asay kach. Do this a little bit more. Ach amar lo over the vazara of a holich lover until you end up going go do a vazara. How many steps does the yetahara take with us? Three steps. Hayom macher, and eventually have a vazara. The yetahara, now the Gemara is telling us yetahara. The yetahara is sly. And the Yetzer understands, if the Yetzer comes to you and immediately says, go do this massive, extreme Maisa Avera. Pasnisht, Vadanisht. Pasnisht. If the Yetzer comes to you and says, go into, and trying to convince you to go into some store and walk and go steal Chvesnisht, go steal some jewelry. You're not going to do it. Well, the Yitzhara, you know, you walked out of the Chvesnisht, a store, and you realized after going to Gourmet Glatt, you looked over your seat, and there was one thing they didn't charge you for, and it was their mistake, and you think to yourself, okay, you know, that's much smaller. But that's the first step. That's how you go. Machar, it's going to be more. And eventually, the Yitzhara. The Yitzhara understands how to pull us down step by step. And therefore we understand what? That's Yavon. Yavon specifically is pulling us down, but Yavon's pulling us down three letters, three steps. Hayom, ulamachar, atcha'ov devadazar, till we're gone. Step by step. No one's off the derech overnight. No one's off the derech overnight. It's step by step, and the Yitzhar is very strong and understands that. Vayayekev tishmum. We have to worry about the mitzvahs of Dosh Be'ekev, Chazal tells us very famously. We have to worry about the smaller mitzvahs in life, because it's those smaller mitzvahs that the Yetzer is going to get us on and pull us down until we turn around years later and realize and look in the mirror, who have I become? Who am I? There's nothing that I've wanted to be. The Yetzer is Yavan. Step by step by step. Pulling us into that world of immorality, that world of temptation. But again, it's small things. So, you know, obviously, we understand we got to go to Minyan in the morning. The Yitzhar is not going to convince us you don't need to put on tefillin, you don't need to go to Shacharis. The Yitzhar knows that's too much. But a Chvesnish, to get there 10 minutes late and be able to lie in bed a few extra minutes, to lie, what a geschmack in the morning when we all go to sleep too late. We're all tired in the morning. And just to get those 10 more minutes in bed, it's like there's no greater pleasure in the world than 10 extra minutes when you wake up. And okay, so I'll get to shul, I'll be able to put on my tefillin quickly, so it'll be another Baruch Shem HaRashi Yishtabach day. Come on, half my days of my life have been that. What's the big deal? It'll be another Baruch Shem HaRashi Yishtabach day. I'll get there, I'll have my tefillin on, I'll be ready by Baruch Hu that way. See, it's already that will get us. So what am I doing then? I'm already, that's a smaller step. But then the next time, you know, no big deal. Let's be real. I never get the bezugah zimra. So I'll daven b'chidus at home. I'll say everything. Then I'll say everything. Maybe it's even better. There, I'm gonna. If I go to shul, I'm gonna skip, so I can get there by the time I get to Baruch Hu, I'll be skipping. So if I stay at home, I'll go. I'll say everything. So suddenly I'm at home. Then suddenly, when I've taken these steps, and now I have more responsibility because now I have a job that I have to be at 8 o'clock in the morning. And now, in order to daven before, and so you know, I'm avada. I would not put on. Now, suddenly, because I've belittled tefillah with a minion, eventually, no big deal if I put on, and you know, I'll put on my tefillin by mincha. And then eventually, I haven't put on tefillin in 2 months. And it could happen. Step by step by step. We have seder. We're in the yeshiva. So, vada, I have morning seder. The Yitzhar is not going to say, I'll sleep through seder. But, you went, you got the minion. You got to take a nap, take a nice nap in the morning. Gaval, to have, wait, minion ended, it's 8:45, Seder starts at, let's say 9:15. You get a nice half hour nap, and He had a half hour nap. Who takes a half hour nap? That half hour nap turns into 45 minutes, right? Leicha Shema Yardim. You learned the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chavav. Why can't you take a Shina Sarai out of the Sukkah? Because Shema Yardim. A small nap becomes a big nap. That's the nature of a human being. So the Yitzhara says, just take a little nap. But that little nap turns into a bigger nap. And then I get to Seder an hour late. And then eventually, I have night Seder. Don't worry, I'm learning today. Step by step by step. You know, I've worked on my Shmir Sanayim. I'm working hard on my Shmir Sanayim. And I've worked on it, and I put all the Gedarim on my phone. I'm not going to Shmir Sanayim. But to sit back and watch a movie once in a while, basically, my family wants me to. My family, you know, my family is watching movie night. Matzei Shabbos Kodesh, long Matzei Shabbos is now. You know, movie night. Movie night in the home. No, they told me it's a clean one. They told me it's a clean one. Oh, it's clean to them. You think it's clean to you? You think it's clean to you? So because there's no nudity in the movie, it's not officially pornography. Shkoyach is not officially pornography. It's no big deal. I worked on pornography, so this I could watch. We'll go watch. Okay, it's women walking around the chvesdish in bikinis and their underwear, but they're covered. They're covered. So the Yitzhara first will get me, won't get me back to that so quickly. But before you know it, you're right back there. Step by step by step. You know what they say? I've never heard this confirmed. But I've heard this from many reliable sources that people that mamish talk MS, I'll just say it that way. They say by Reform Judaism, when the Reform Judaism, the Reform movement, Reform Judaism, you know what Reform Judaism is? They're Jews. We love them. We love every Jew. But no, it's not Reform Judaism. It's non-observant Judaism. They don't care about Torah or mitzvos. They're Jew. We love every Jew. We have Avos Yisrael. I love every Jew. But Lemaisa, say it as it is. We don't care about Torah. We don't care about the mitzvos. We don't care about what God who created me told me to do. It's that simple. I'm going to serve God the way I want to serve God. That's what Reform Judaism is. Say it as it is. So wait, so you know where Reform Judaism started? The first thing they did. Now they do nothing. But the first thing that they did was take out your kumporkon. Svaradim, you guys say your kumporkon, you know what I'm talking about? You have no idea what I'm talking about. Svaradim, I don't know. But the Reform Jews, your kumporkon is an Aramaic tefillah. In Aramaic tefillah that we say after laning on Shabbos Kodesh, the beginning of Musaf. The Reformed Jews, and there's certain things that I don't want to get into, but the Reformed Jews, they said, the Aramaic, this is not, it's not for us, new times, we'll cut that out, Yom Kippur. You think to yourself, what's the big deal? Maybe not such a big deal, cut out Yom Kippur. It's not Shema Yisrael, it's not Shemona Esrei, it's not Baruch Shamar Hashi Yishtabach. Cut out Yom Kippur, what's the big deal? Look at them today! Because if you take that one step Hayoim, what's going to be in Lamachar? And ultimately, Oiv de Avodah Zarah. Ultimately, Oiv de Avodah Zarah. Hayom Lamachar to Oiv de Avodah Zarah. And each and every one of us have to understand that. And that's Yavon, step by step by step. Step by step by step. And therefore, what does that mean to each and every one of us? If we understand that's the ploy of the Yetzer Hara, that's the mechanism of the Yetzer Hara, that's the ways of the Yetzer Hara, we have to be so careful. Every little avoid in our life is precious. Every little avoid in our life is precious. You think it's for naught that the Shulchan Aruch teaches us how to put on our shoes in the morning, how to get dressed in the morning? First of all, it's so beautiful. This way, every little thing I do, I can be connected to Hashem. When I put on my shoes, I'm thinking about the Rabbanu Shalom already in the morning. But it's not just that. It's teaching us that the little things count. Every little thing in life is important to Chashiv. And if I'm not going to be strong in the smaller areas, and I'm going to let loose in those areas, that's going to turn into bigger things. And I'm going to end up in a place, ultimately, Oiv de Avay de Zara. And we discuss, we understand. The Heil Genoim El Melech, the Elgin of Melech says an incredible idea. Namel Melech in Parshas Mishpatim. Namel Melech says, in the words, "V'lotala b'malos al mizbechi." Pasuk Pshat, the end, it's actually all the way at the end of Yisro, this pasuk, but it's found in Namel Melech Mishpatim. You can't go on b'malos, literally, we translate as steps, but b'malos means like to go straight up. You can't go straight up onto Mizbech. So what does he say? Lo telech miyad bascholscha b'malos madriga sadikim gemurim. You can't go. You can't go in our avodas Hashem. We can't just jump up straight to the highest of levels. What does he mean? Let me explain. Let me take a step back and before we read this Na'amel Melch and really understand it. See, we have to understand that just like the Yetzer Hara tries to get us step by step by step to pull us down, if we want to defeat that Yetzer Hara, we have to defeat the Yetzer Hara step by step by step in our growth. We have to defeat the Yetzer Hara just like I have to be cognizant and just like I have to be to recognize in my hezirus, in my being nizer, being careful that every little thing is important or I'm going to fall into bad places. The way to combat that is in my avodas Hashem should be a growth step by step by step. That I have to grow step by step by step. So the Na'amel Melech says, Lo telech miyad b'scholscha b'malos m'dregas tzaddikim gemurim. Don't think suddenly you're inspired one night. Tomorrow I'm starting to learn ten blot a day. Tomorrow I'm learning 10 blot a day. Tomorrow, you know, I learned the Gemara and I was so inspired. The Chassidim are showing him about that to prepare for an hour before Minyan. I never prepared more than 2 minutes. I'm going to prepare an hour for now on. Rak b'tchila targel tazma b'adrogam madregel madrega b'chna gedola. Na'amel Melech says you have to work step by step by step. You have to work step by lotala b'malos amizbechi. Don't jump up straight away. So Sai in our hezirus and being careful from the Yetzer Hara and in our avodas Hashem, it's one and the same. We have to be aware and cognizant of taking step by step by step by step and be makadish ourselves in such a way. You know, the pasuk in Yisro, right before Matan Torah, right before we accepted the Torah, so we have to be makadish ourselves, we have to purify ourselves, we have to make ourselves holy. Vayoyim perek yutas pasuk yud, vayoyim Hashem Moshe, Leichel ha'am, v'kidashta. Tell the nation to make yourself holy. How do you make yourself holy? Hayom u'machar. Hayom u'machar. Today and tomorrow. Step by step. To combat the hayom u'machar. Hayom asakach, l'machar asakach of the Yetzer Hara. You know how we make ourselves holy? By working our step by step. Nobody is going to become the admor of the chvestish, whatever town you live in, overnight. That's not our avoda. It's not our avoda. Our avoda is to work on ourselves step by step. The Yetzer Hara gets to us step by step. You know the Yetzer Hara? You want to hear about the Yetzer Hara? The Gemara in Sukkah. You have to understand this Gemara. The Gemara in Sukkah. Mamish, you ready for Torah? Gemara in Sukkah says by the Yetzer Hara that the Yetzer Hara bitchila kara holach. First we call it halach. Halach means it's walking, it's going, it's passing by us. It's just passing by us. Halach. Ulubsov kara oirech. And then it becomes an orech. It becomes a guest by us. First it's just passing by. First the Yetzer is just passing by. Then it becomes a guest. Ulubsov karish. Then it's a man, then it's present, then it's with us. Those are the three steps. Hayom, Umachar, and eventually Oivdei Avodah Zara. First it's just passing by, just little things. Then it's Orech, it's our guest, and then it's Mamish and Ish by us. You take the Gematria, Halach, Hei, Lamed, Chaf, Orach without the Vav, Aleph, Reish, Ches, Ish, Aleph, Yud, Shin, is exactly Gematria 587, exactly Gematria Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is Halach, Orach, Ish. The Yetzer Hara is today, tomorrow, and then eventually pulling us to the lowest of places. The Yetzer Hara is walking in such a way. And that's what Yavon does. Yavon, step by step by step, till we're mamish in the ground, till we finally get to the Nun Shari Tuma, till we reach that Nun of Yavon, and connect to the Satan, which Satan's Rashi Tevos Nun Shari Tuma. That's where it pulls us. That's what, by the way, you know, Hanukkah, we have to talk a little Purim. What do you think? How? No?
Yeah, love it.
I mean, MS is always, we have to talk Purim. It just, you know, it just flows like that. Hanukkah, Purim. Everything Purim. Haman tried to defeat Mordechai What did he build? He built an eitz, a pole, a long nun. That was what? 50 amos high, 50 gematria nun. He built, he tried to go straight to the nun. He said, I'm skipping through Yavan, Yod and Nevav. I'm just going to go straight to the nun. So he failed, because he can't go straight. But that's what he's trying to do. The Yetzirah is step by step by step, and we have to defeat the Yetzirah by being cognizant even of the smallest of steps in our life. And that means getting to Minyan on time, getting to Seder on time. In a Shmir Sinayim, even small things be careful in. But me'oive techak meini, if you listen, Ariel in the Siyam, in the beautiful tefillahs after the Siyam, he said, me'oive techak meini, Apostle Gedilim, me'oive techak meini, I become wiser for my enemies. If my enemies, Chavra, if Yavon pulls us down, Yetzirah pulls us down, step by step by step, to the ground, how do we build close to Hashem? Step by step by step, one step at a time. So what's going to be keneged, Yavon? Of course, finally, in this area, and only in Chanukah, do we find three madregos of the mitzvah. The Iker Mitzvah, Ner Shubeso, Ner L'Chalach Avech, Mahajin, and Mahajin Min Mahajin. The three levels of the Menorah are the three steps, Keneged Yavon, Keneged Yetzirah, the Yoim Umachar. That's our Avodah. Our Avodah is to take small steps, and realize those small steps will create bigger steps, and then bigger steps. And that has to be our mindset. I'm going to look at the Neros, we're all going to be excited in such a beautiful way. We're going to be Makadish. We're going to be stepping. You know what it is, Chevron? You know what we're about to do on Sunday night? To light the menorah, light the licht? Yeah. And don't worry, Shluchel Shadon Kamoso, the Svardim in the room. When your Tata lights the licht, you're also lighting the licht. Your mamish lighting, you have to believe it. You're lighting. Do you know what that is? Do you understand what that is? We're going to be involved in Avodah of Beis HaMikdash. One time a year, we all get to do Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Aaron HaKoyen was told, Shalcha Gedolah Mishalahem. Don't worry that your tribe didn't bring all the Kabanos by Chanukah HaMishkan. You're going to have the menorah, which if you look in the Ramban there, explains is going to be forever. Why? Because we still have Chanukah, meaning it's the same menorah. The menorah that was in the Beis HaMikdash is the menorah that we light. We have schus to be involved in Avodos of Kohanim, Avodos Beis HaMikdash Sunday night. And Monday night, and Tuesday night. I can't wait. Avodos Beis HaMikdash. You know, I heard someone told me that some people don't go to the mikveh before they light the menorah. I heard that some people don't. Someone told me that there are people who don't go to the mikveh before they light the menorah. It's beyond me. I'm not makabel. Not makabel lashon hara. We're going to be involved. Think about it. You're going to be involved in avodah beis hamikdash and not go to the mikveh first. Seriously? Lo aleinu.
Every day.
Lo aleinu.
Every day.
Are you going to light the... Do you have a mitzvah menorah every day? What do you mean? Maybe. No, I got a lot of shaylos today. The same question. A few different people. Baruch Hashem, I have the schus that they're leaving Teretz Yisrael during Chanukah. They're going on a flight, like a 5 o'clock flight. They have to be in the airport before Plag already. So what do they do as far as those? The meisa, the best thing they could do is have somebody have them in mind and they have their shliach, whoever's lighting on their behalf, basically. So I'm assuming you were asking, you're saying on a night when you're going to Eretz Yisrael, so then do I still have to go to mikvah when the shliach is doing it for me and I'm not even going to be present? Good shaila. I'm not sure, I don't know the answer, but that's a good shaila. That's what you meant. Okay, shkoyach, I'm not going to go further than that. Every night. What kind of shaila is this? Of course. What do you mean? Do you light the menorah every night? What a schus, we're going to light menorah, we're going to be involved in avodah beis hamikdash. You know why it's brought down? Some explain why women, the Iker, women have a special mitzvah not to work the first half hour after Chanukah Licht. The big machlok is what it means not to work, not to do a tircha, not to even do like a Shabbos, not to do like a Chol Hamoed, not to get into it right now, but that first half hour. You know one of the reasons brought down in Tzvarim? Because usually women can't do Avodah Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, women have just like men. This is their closest to doing Avodah Beis HaMikdash. They have a bigger yontif. You hear this? Avodah Beis HaMikdash. How excited we should be. But that avodah is avodah that's teaching us in the ikar of the mitzvah, in the foundation of the mitzvah, that there are madregos, that there are levels. Ne'erush ubeso, l'cholech ve'echad. And that tells us something. That just like Yavon pulls it down step by step and we have to be cognizant and wary and be careful. so too in our avodas Hashem, step by step. And when we look at those neros Chanukah, and we go into that base of Mikdash and light the neros, we can't just be, I do it and I walk away. I have to be inspired in this way to take upon small things, step by step by step. For sure in our learning, Ki Nermes V'Torah, every person, if you leave Chanukah and you don't take a Kabbalah in your learning, what was Chanukah? Really? A person could go through Chanukah and not take a Kabbalah in our learning, and a small Kabbalah. So to start learning two Mishnayos a day. To start learning five Pesukim a day more. I don't know what everyone's doing. It has to be on your level where you're holding to add on a Hosafa, but something small. And that small will be Hayom. Umachar will get bigger. And eventually it'll get bigger. It'll be eventually Mahadrin and Mahadrin. That's how we grow. Because if you try to jump, you're going to fall. You know, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, says that if a person takes a Psia Gasa, a very large step, a jump, causes what? A loss of eyesight. Causes a loss of eyesight. What's that loss of eyesight? Doesn't necessarily just mean physical eyesight. It's a loss of introspection and understanding. You're going to jump and you're going to think you're over here and you're going to fall so quickly. You're going to lose sight of who you are and what you need to do. The neros bring us back. We look at the neros and we're brought back to the proper introspection of how to grow and who I want to be. We all, by the way, it's beautiful to have, and last night some of us had discussed here, Rabbi Yama Eisenberger speak about this, it's beautiful to have nights and moments where we jump. And there are moments where we definitely can feel close to Hashem in an instant. We could be a yid, and it's MS, could be from the lowest of low to the highest high in an instant. In an instant. One Kabbalah Shabbos, I could have been that morning in the lowest of places. One Kabbalah Shabbos, I could be Mamish Kodesh Kedashim. In the highest levels of Atzilus, like nobody's business. But if you want it to stick with you, you want it to be real, you want to be the proper Eved Hashem we all need to be, that has to be real avoda step by step, madrega madrega, with the work on ourselves step by step. And that's the reminder of the Chanukah Menorah. Step by step. You know, we know the halacha is if we don't put the menorah in the window, maybe because we're living in an apartment building over 20 amos or whatever it might be. I'm not getting into Hasidish Minhagim right now. Just the other most appropriate places by the doorway. Now really, Migra din, the menorah should be outside. There's no really great reason why we don't put the menorah outside. All the reasons really are not really so good. Bizman Azel, we'll talk about that another time. We always light one menorah outside. But where should it be outside? Or where should it be inside if it's not by the window? By the front doorway, opposite the mezuzah. So there has to be a deep kasher to the mezuzah and the menorah. What's the deep kasher to the mezuzah and the menorah? The mezuzah is Shakai. Shakai is the name of Hashem that shows limits. Shakai, it's enough. When you walk into your house, first of all, you're telling the Yetzihara, Shakai, enough, you're not entering into my house. Even at the smallest of places. And that's why, where is the mezuzah? It's on the top third of the door. It's right at the beginning. The top third it has to be. Meaning there are three levels, there are three madrigos. Step by step by step. You're stopping it at the top place. You're stopping it right away. You have no business coming in. You're not a halach, you're not an orech in my house, you're not an anything in my house. But also it's reminding you that's the beginning of the third of your growth. Step by step by step. Me'evayti chachmeni. The Yitzhara gets us step by step. Our growth has to be step by step. Maybe that's pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That Tzadi Ches tells us based on that beautiful Tehillim, Hayom in Mekola Tishmu, that Hayom, that's when Mashiach is going to come. Hayom. Mashiach will come Hayom. What does that mean? Mashiach will come Hayom. So we've learned many times the Lakutim Maran on this. But we'll give a different pshat today. You know when Mashiach will come? When we stop the Yetzirah at Hayom. We don't let it get to Machar. We don't let it get to Machar. We stop it right away. We don't even fall in the small ways. And in our voice of Hashem, we begin the Hayom and then get to a Machar and then continue Madregel Madrega. And that maybe was the image, you know, last Shabbos Kodesh, two Shabbosim ago, we read about Yaakov Avinu by the Sulam. We read about Yaakov Avinu laying on the ground and having that famous dream of the chaloyim with the malachim oilim v'yardim. My daughter, one of my daughters, Eliora, she asked me on Shabbos a question I never saw anyone ask before. Talmidei Yosef Mikulam, children are my talmidim as well. She says to me, she said, Tati, I don't understand. It was malachim oilim v'yardim. Malachim, we know, have wings. Malachim have wings. Malachim don't walk. So why do we need a ladder? Why do they need a ladder with rungs? What's going on? It's a very good question. Now it's true, I'm not going to get into the depth of it, Malachim are missing some wings, Bizman Azeh, in Galus. And we do find Gemara that they jump. But still, it's a good question. It's an excellent question. So I thought to myself, the only thing I came up with what I told her, I said, it must be the Vad that he saw Malachim, the Orlam Yardim. But this whole imagery of Sula Mutavartza, of Rosh Mishamayima, was not just for him to see Malachim Oilam Yardim. It was a lesson to Yaakov Avinu himself, who's going into Galus like each and every one of us. And saying, also, even though we're Mutavartza, even though we're in the ground, what direction should we go in? Not like Yavon and pull ourselves deeper down, but Rosh Mishamayima, we should go up. And how do we go up? On a sulam, on a ladder. And a ladder, the only way to get up the ladder is step by step by step, one step at a time. So first, I don't take on myself today to finish Shas. I take on myself a few months ago to finish Maseches Makos like Ariel did. And I'm just going to plug at Makos. And I'm going to finish Makos. And now that I finish Makos, I'm going to take upon a new Seder, a new Sefer, a new Masechta. Now I'm going to take a new Masechta, and Mirtz Hashem will be back together for a seam on that Masechta. One step at a time. One step at growth. Hayom u'machar imay avoides Hashem. Maybe that's as well. But the Hayom has to become Machar, and it will. Maybe B'derech Drush, you could say also, we know Chanukah starts on the 25th of Kislev, so I was thinking about it. A day has 24 hours. The 25th hour is the new day, is the Machar. The avoid of Chanukah is to take one day and turn it into the next day. One day at a time. So 25 represents a mayom u'machir my avoid of Hashem. I'm growing. I'm going one day and the next day, and we'll continue b'ez Hashem in that avoidah. And that's how the madrigas of Chanukah do away with madrigas of Yavon. And I was thinking about it in this very special shir, this very special shir that we have here together. And I was thinking recently about two of my Talmidim that I'm very close to, that I love very dearly. And these two particular Talmidim, let me tell you something about this shir that we're all a part of. These Talmidim, as seniors in DRF, I probably spent with each of them, I'd say, around 100 hours trying to convince them to go to Eretz Yisrael, to learn Eretz Yisrael for the year. To no avail. There are many guys I've had over the years, Baruch Hashem, that I've had Hatzlacha with. These two guys, two very close friends, no matter what I tried, no matter what I discussed, no matter what, they weren't going. And Kachav, they didn't go at the end of the year. But obviously I love them the same way, and we stayed close. And I convinced both of them, okay, if you're not going to Eretz Yisrael for the year, and you go into college, at least you have to work on yourself and grow on something. I give a Thursday night shiur at my house every Thursday night. It's mostly guys a little bit older because they're back from Eretz Yisrael. Please, you have to be a part of that shiur. You have to come, and you have to be koveh, and you have to be, at least this way, you're coming, we're being together, and we're learning together once a week. And they said, Rebbe, you know, you spent all this time, and you wanted us to go to Eretz Yisrael. You know what? I don't think they cared to come. I think they just did it for me at first. I'm not sure. But they came, and they started coming, and to the extent they came every single week, mamish every single week, they would never miss no matter what, these two guys. One guy brought food every week, a whole box of food every week. The other guy brought a whole entire car full of his family every week. So one was bringing people, one was bringing food, emes. One of these guys, he brought his father every single week. His father would come every week. This is years ago. None of the chaver here now was part. This year, Baruch Hashem's going on for 14 years already this year. Every single week. And they were growing. They were growing, mamish. Like, I can't, if people might figure out who I'm talking about, I don't want to give stories, but like, mamish in ways you don't understand. Every week they tell me new things they're taking upon themselves and new things they're doing. And suddenly they're walking around, these guys are walking around Queens College with their sittis out, and they're mamish walking with svarim, and they're like, changing the world. Change, growing. And remember, I'm like, I'm talking to the guys in their troll, and these guys, I'm like, you know, these guys are here. The guys in their troll are like telling me about their nights on Ben Yehuda, and these guys are mamish, don't stop learning. And they're going, and they're going. And then I remember it was January time. And the last Thursday night before I was going every year, I have this chus to go to Eretz Yisrael to visit the Talmidim in Eretz Yisrael. And the last Thursday night after Shir, they come over to me, it's like, Rebbe, we want to go learn Eretz Yisrael. We want to go learn Eretz Yisrael. And Mamish gave them the biggest hug in the world. I was so excited for that moment. Like, they came to that, and they wanted to go. To learn Torah, Kol Yom Kulo, and Eretz Yisrael. We all know what it is. We all know what we had discussed. So we discussed, and we thought, and we decided. They wanted to go to one particular yeshiva. I'm not gonna, that's where they had a few friends. That's where they thought they'd be comfortable. And I said, okay, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. Perfect. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael this week. I'm going to visit that yeshiva. I'm going to speak to the Rabbeim. We'll get you in. Perfect. I go. I visit the yeshiva. I spend time with the Rabbeim. They want no part in these guys. No matter what I say, no matter the middle of the year, they don't want to take guys now, they don't care, nothing. I was very down on this place. I'm not going to mention where and what, but Shem Yerachim, you didn't want to come learn Torah. It's like Shemami Shapella. But anyways, Lameisa, they wouldn't take him. And now I don't know, that's the only place they wanted to go. It's the only place they wanted to go at first. So I called them up that day. I get back, it was Wednesday. And I get back to the old city where I was staying. And I remember I called them on the phone, we're talking, I'm like, I'm so sorry. They mamish, I couldn't believe I was going to say this to them, you know, after the whole, and there was like nowhere else. That's, and they needed to know within the next couple of days, because otherwise they'd lose all their money, signed up for Queens College, the whole thing, you know. Fine. And then it dawned upon me, you know, these guys, they happen to be Sephardisha guys. I said, they'd be incredible in the Tivari. They'd be incredible with the Sephardi party. Mamish, it's perfect. They'll be in the old city. They'll eat it up. Like, what? Why? Forget about where their few friends they want to be with. I call them up. They're like, Rebbe, at this point, I don't know. Whatever you tell me, if you could get me in. They tell me, if you get me in the yeshiva, we'll go. We're there. This dawned upon me. This was, when did I think about this and call them? I was in the Wednesday night in the Tivarie. We had a DRS reunion that night. And I'm at the reunion, sitting next to Rabbi Kmetsky. When it hit me, the idea, I went outside, I called them. They're like, yes. Now, I knew during this reunion, when I was there, Rav Aaron Bina, the Rashiv and the Tavarie, so a lot of the Chavrin's room are alumni now, he was leaving to America. I knew the only way that this possible, I get these guys in, was if I speak to Rav Bina. Rav Bina, I knew, was mamish waiting for his cab to go to America. And I knew I needed to talk to him, or this would never happen. And these guys had literally 2 days to make this decision, or they had to stay in Queens College. They weren't going to just lose all their money and whatever it was. Parents wouldn't let them, whatever. So I leave the reunion. I run as fast as I could, which is probably not that fast at this point in my life. Well, this is already many years ago, but I run through the old city. I'm sweating. I'm dying. I run from the Tivari to Rabina's house. I go, I knock, I get into the house. And Baruch Hashem, he didn't leave yet. He was in his bedroom. After he showered, he was getting dressed. So I say, this is mamish pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh beruchni, this is bigger pikuach nefesh. Another Torah for another time. I can go online and watch from Nassim Tzvifinkel, my Rebbe, tell the difference between Hanukkah and Purim. But anyways, Lameisa, I knock on his bedroom door. I go down and knock on his bedroom door. And he asks who it is. I tell him it is. He says, okay, you come in. I go in. Rabina's there. He always has his pants on, but he's got his undershirt. He's still getting dressed. It's true, mamish. And I explain to him the situation. I say, I have these two talmidim. They're wonderful. They're special. I say, grown. I need them to be in yeshiva. He was flying to America to go to Baltimore for a chasana. He was flying in, he was going to be in West Hempstead, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was West Hempstead, for a shiva call, straight from the airport. And then from there he's going to Baltimore, and then back to Stroll, basically. He tells me, if they want, I have to meet them. I'm not going to take them without meeting them. The only way they can meet me, and they have to meet me, literally, it was like, at 7 o'clock in the morning at this address in West Hempstead. Otherwise, that's the only way it could happen. I called him up and said, you have to be there no matter what. Don't go to sleep tonight if you're afraid you're going to fall asleep. You got to be there. Go sleep in this place. Take your car there now. Do whatever you got to do. 7 o'clock in the morning, you got to be there to meet Rabina. Rabina met them and was impressed and was besimcha and took them. And they went to the Tavarie. Both of the, this is, I don't want to say exactly how many, but this is about 10 years ago. Both of those guys are still sitting and learning full time today. I wasn't saying that you have to be sitting and learning all day to be an Eved Hashem Chachil. I'm just telling you that they are. What's Pshat Chevra? I thought for them and everybody on their own level, the MSU is 99% of the guys obviously should and can and go to Eretz Yisrael to learn right away. For them, I was wrong. Going to Eretz Yisrael immediately was too much of a jump. They weren't ready for it. They weren't. It was that was mamish that jump, which is malos lo b'malos atiz b'chi. Everything has to be step by step. They needed one step at a time. You know what? Once a week, come to Thursday night shir. Once a week, come learn Torah together, and that turned into more. And they took on more until mamish they grew into tremendous b'nei Torah b'al yishmaim oyev Hashem yir elokim, like we all want to be. So b'ez Hashem Baruch, we should be zoyech each and every one of us. As we prepare for the Heilige Yontif of Chanukah, to defeat the Yavan of our life, to defeat the Yetzirah of our life, that pulls us all the way down, to defeat the Yetzirah in the smallest of places, to realize even the smallest of things we can't just let up on because we don't know where that will take us. And in our Avodah Hashem, Lahavdil, just the opposite, to combat the Yetzirah, to take upon small things and realize those small things are not small. Those are huge. Those are going to turn into the biggest of things. That's how we're going to become who we could become. The small things in life, in my davening, in my learning, in chesed. And that's how we defeat Yamvan. We'll enter into lichtige, heilige Chanukah. And may it's Hashem to bring gula to ourselves, to bring gula to the world, until we're zoichet, ultimate gula, with b'yichs Mashiach, b'mher b'yameinu.
Amen. Amen.